Previously on Do or Dice.
You heard about the craziness in West Spring about three weeks ago? How the town completely exploded? They were at the center of it. They walked out alive when an entire cult vanished. And rumors has it that after the planes reopened from the light show we had 2 weeks ago, two and a half, that they were also at the center of that. The Queen is not entirely sure what they have done, or what they can do, but there's enough uncertainty surrounding them that they have proved themselves to be worth investigating. That is one thing I hope you and Mr. Idris can do for me, for the King. Find out exactly who these three are, and make sure they make us a little bit of change on the side.
Alright. I'll do that.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
You guys pass the bodyguards and go back to the circular staircase. Once you guys get down to the bottom floor, you guys pretty much making a beeline for the front door?
Yeah.
Goshen, roll me a perception check.
Oh, good. 16. 10 plus 6.
So, as you guys are walking, someone kind of bumps into you slightly and you feel their hand in your pocket.
I grab their hand immediately. With my tail.
Nice, I like that. You got the hand and you're kind of looking. You just hear this, I'm sorry. And it's the same voice of Bridget, the waitress that's been kind of waiting on you guys this evening.
It's Bridget.
I am here. And she'll kind of just hold up a piece of paper with some writing on it.
She's slipping you a number.
You.
No worries. No harm meant, I'm sure. I look at the paper. What's on the paper?
It's actually an address.
So,
you know, they can't really... You can't really give a number.
How fucking presumptuous of this chick on her first night to be hitting on the customers.
I kind of adjust my robes a little bit. I am sure I'll be seeing you again.
Oh.
Aren't you a monk?
One point in time, shit happens. A lot of shit happened.
Plus, out of all of us, how the fuck is the monkey man getting hit on before any of us?
Go ahead real quick. We'll go with this with Goshen's perception check. While this is ironclad, and while you do see a lot of other races, you don't see very many Genasi around. You know just from looking at this woman that she is a water Genasi.
So
there's not running into one of your own kind, let alone your own, you know, like, race is pretty rare for Genasi since they're mainly based out of the Southern Kingdom.
Does he still look like a Genasi, though? I thought he was, like, a monkey man.
Yes, but he's still, you know, it's pretty much like that very awesome picture that was in the chat. His face is still, while it has a few features, is still pretty much blue and has Air Genasi features.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's still obvious. You don't quite know what the hell. See, people might think that someone cursed you, but I'm pretty much tell that you are still an Air Genasi.
Nice.
Okay. I just didn't catch that this chick was a Genasi. That makes sense, though.
But yeah, I'm into it. I was going to ask to roll a insight check, but I don't think I have to anymore. So, yay.
So she'll just get pass paper off to you and just kind of wink and just walk back away.
Rathen, the Arcane District, yes?
Yes.
It is probably about 9 or 10 at night. This place is still going crazy. A different band has since gone up to the main stage. It looks... can't quite tell who these people are. They're still a little bit of ways, and they have kind of a little mini pyrotechnic show, so maybe magic-based or something. It could be... it might... from little glimpses here and there, it could actually be elves up on stage, which is a rarity even for Lush.
Can I roll a perception check to see if I figured out what's going on yet?
Yeah, why not?
4.
Nope.
I love it.
So as you guys walk out, you pass the two bouncers at the door, and they'll just kind of nod to you.
Well, that was an exciting little tavern.
I'll say.
Oh, jeez. That's
I love adorable. It. Yeah, you're right. Ordak's never been more adorable.
I'll go up to the bar as I come down from the stairs later than them and pay off part of my tab.
Okay. Tell Fitz at the bar just like, oh, Jensen?
I just throw a bag of coin on there. It's not all of it.
For just you, you and Helen?
Both of us.
Oh, I love you too.
I'll mark it down in the books. And he'll take out your pretty much giant folder and, you know, start going through things, counting out the coins, and just kind of wave you off.
Yeah, I leave. Catch up with the other guys. I have no idea what I owe or what I put down, but it was whatever I owe versus whatever I was given for that last job.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure that it's just going to be a constant thing to where there's always, no matter how much we give him, there's always a tab open because we just drink that much.
Probably. Yeah. So you guys are outside. It is, you know, late in the evening. Kind of a cold breeze is coming in off the ocean. What are you guys up to?
Is it dark now?
It is dark, yes.
Okay.
The... pulling kind of the same trick. Is there a route through the Narrows to get to the Arcane District?
There is.
All right, we're gonna do that.
Okay.
And we're gonna.
I forgot you were doing this shit.
Do I sort of know where we are now? Like, do I know where the Arcane District is, or am I still a little bit?
No. Due to everything kind of shifting around after the quarantine. You're not quite sure what kind of shifted around in terms of streets. A few things look familiar, but you kind of have a vague sense of where the Arcane District is. But it's been so long, you know, some streets aren't the same. You're a little disconnected.
Yeah. So, all right, so we're going to want to stick to back alleys to avoid any attention. Kind of look at Jensen, give a wink, wink.
I would like to insight check him.
So...
Give me an insight check.
16, 7 plus 9.
Holy shit.
Plus 9 to insight.
Oh yeah. You beat my perception by like 1. So
you know that something's just not quite right.
What's my intelligence score?
That's what 9,
never mind.
Probably same as mine.
Hey, we don't need to know things, we just need to hit people.
We just punch things.
Mm-hmm. Mine's an 8, yeah. So.
mine's an 11.
Okay. Oh,
shit.
I'm a smart
What about yours, Bo? I'm really curious.
Mine's 8.
Okay.
Helen is the smartest.
I'm the smartest one here.
Oh, no, mine actually is an 8. Yeah. I thought it was 9.
I think Talmor's was like a 7, so it's
that's
all good.
Horrible. I'm the second smartest with a -1 penalty.
Oh god, it's good to be king.
I won't say anything yet. I'm curious more than anything, so I'll just follow along.
Yeah, we're gonna again just kind of. It's a chilly night, but I think not chilly enough to where I can't roll up my sleeves.
Are you saying this? You're just doing it.
No, this is me. My internal monologue with my since I have such an IQ, I talk to myself internally. With my 11, with a plus 0 modifier.
About a half an hour of walking in the streets, you guys, you can kind of feel the atmosphere change between the Crowls and the Narrows. And, you know, taking back alleys is, you know, always entertaining. Now, this one kind of is going to spread out a little bit.
Is that so five people can stand abreast, John, for some particular reason? Like, I don't know, defending themselves?
No. No, not quite. Now, go ahead, Helen. Roll me a flat d20.
12.
Awesome.
So, like, whilst we were walking, because it's darker now, I was just kind of getting the hang of looking around and checking things out, just because I can see a bit better in the dark, a bit more confident. I've been, like, kind of nosing around as we walk past things.
My tail is on you again, but this time it's so you can lead me, because I don't have dark vision. So.
Gaishin, this place is quite big, isn't it?
It is. It's rather large.
There's too many people.
I don't disagree with you, but sometimes a crowd can be a good thing.
Yeah, I wonder if they get tired of living next to each other, though.
Good question.
And none of these people look very happy or very healthy, to be honest.
You know, that's also a fair point. I don't think we're in the right area to see abundant happiness.
I'm surprised, but you know, the people in that bar look quite happy.
The people in that bar had some help.
That's true. I've never seen anything like that before.
Neither have I suppose.
Why do you think people go places like that?
To escape. If for a moment.
What, from their wives?
Aww.
Probably in some cases. I don't know. Maybe.
I really like that kind of deep conversation you guys had. It's adorable.
I like Bo. I recognize that there's something underneath the craziness to him.
Yeah, but what?
Yeah, that part I don't know yet. But there's something there.
I was thinking, Goshen, like, I'd quite like to get sharp teeth. What do you think? Like an animal.
I suppose you could. Do you have any particular reason?
I just want to chew up some bones and some people when we get into fights.
You're terrifying. But I can't necessarily say it's a bad idea. I know we've fought things that have been quite bitey and problematic. Maybe you could be that thing. Plus, you have magic of some description.
Magic?
Tricks.
Oh, yeah, I've got my tricks. So that's what I was thinking. It could be like a weapon. I could do my tricks and then I can just chew them.
It's not a bad idea. Who knows?
Oh, Doc, what do you think?
I think it sounds right for you, Bo.
I think I'd like to know. I'll wait for you to get yours leg done and then you tell me if it hurt or not.
Okay, I'll let you know.
If it hurts, I'm definitely going to get it done.
Masochist, are you?
Alright, as you guys come down this alley, a few things are going to happen. You're going to hear some talking and some people are going to be, you know, like, off to the side. You're going to garner their attention.
Well, well, what is it we have here?
We're just walking through, gentlemen. No need to pay us any mind. Just a few helpless young men.
I'm Bo. Nice to meet you.
Gentlemen. You hear him? Gentlemen. Nice to meet you, too.
What's your name?
I'm Kevin.
What are you doing here, Kevin?
I'm going to rob you.
I appreciate your honesty, Kevin. It's very nice of you.
No, sir, there's no need for that. Come on. Be gone with you.
From around the corner, another guy is going to pop out.
Be gone, thought.
No, I do believe we are going to rob you. That's quite a lovely hammer you have there.
Can I protest? I don't feel like that's a good idea.
Well, you are going to be sorely disappointed either way this turns out.
There are technically more of us, and another guy's going to come out from another corner, than there are of you.
Can I go ahead and just pop my dagger? Like, push the button on my dagger?
Yeah?
Yep.
Staff out, too.
Okay, I'm going to kind of, like, look like back at Jensen. I'm going to give him a wink, like, you know, one of our looks of, like, you know, hey, I'm fucking with these guys. Put your dagger away.
No, I'm not, like, I'm not pulling it out. I've got it, like, hidden. I can roll sleight of hand if I need to. I'm just pressing the button to get it started.
I'm going to speak up and say, you still have time to rethink this. You haven't done anything wrong yet. Move along.
I lean down to Bo while they're talking. He thinks he's going to take our stuff.
Oh. I don't think so.
No, me neither.
I'm just going to kind of step, like, back. Just kind of like, you know, very like nonchalant, just kind of take a few steps back. Actually, I'll probably just like kind of go over here. A little like to the side of Ordok. Mm-hmm. And just kind of like make him a little bit more front and center than I was. And just kind of, well, sir, if you must, I guess I can't protest too much.
Well, how about we do this? Everyone roll initiative.
To the people of Agmenesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
Natural 20.
Oh!
23 total.
I have an 11.
Me too. I have an 11.
Oh, wait. Mine's wrong. I'm rolling just a flat 20. Because I'm a knob.
Oh, Jensen got higher than Goshen.
No, he didn't. He died.
17.
Well, his dexterity is higher than yours.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true. Sorry.
All right. So we're going to start this off.
There we go.
With Jensen. You see, all these guys have pulled out either daggers or one or two of them actually have a scimitar.
Ooh.
Do any of these guys look... I'm looking for the big fish.
Looking for the big fish? There are, right now, you can see a few big fishes. The one that is closest to you, skilled ruffian number 3, a.k.a. Okay. Kevin.
it's Kevin?
Another one a little further north, and another one a little bit past that. There's a few of them. A few scrawny guys kind of here and there. But there's actually, surprisingly, a good number of beefy guys.
I'll just take it to Kevin.
Fucking Kevin.
He's talking.
Understandable.
I'm just going to kind of almost like I'm running past him and try to slice him with this poison dagger that I activated. It's a 21.
Oh, yeah, that's going to hit.
He only takes 6 points of damage, but he has to make a constitution saving throw of 15.
Con save is 11. He's going to fail that.
He takes 2d10.
Holy shit!
From the venom coming out of my dagger. So 14. 20 damage total. from the first disc.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, I still got another attack in.
Yeah.
Section if I want to.
Shit.
My second attack, 21 also.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
All right. And flurry of blows, too. There, I did make an unarmed. So I hit twice with both my flurry of blows. 5 damage, and then also 5 damage.
Damn. Okay. That was
supposed to be a test for them, not just for you to show off. Goddamn.
Oh, I don't not ever go hard.
All right. Goshen.
So, I might as well help with Kevin. Doesn't look like he needs it, but he's the only person I can get to, so.
Oh, it's a Munkoff.
Let's start this off with, if I can find my abilities, a stunning strike.
Wait, did you just say Munkoff?
Munkoff.
Yeah. Jensen and Goshen are both monks.
Let's see who does more damage.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the fuck is a Munkoff?
So, 23 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that's going to hit.
So, damage. And then he needs to make a DC 14 Constitution save, which I can throw on him like that.
Yep.
And he failed.
Oh, yeah, he's
so he is stunned. And I'll go ahead and take my second attack on him now. And then my second attack, I'll just do a two-handed attack with the quarterstaff. 20 to hit.
Oh, yeah, dirty 20 is going to hit.
For 11 damage.
That's 11 damage.
He's still standing?
He is still standing.
It's like John learned or something.
I don't think I need to use a flurry of blows. I think I can just do the bonus action unarmed strike. Bonus action unarmed strike. Natural 20.
Oh.
So.
Shit.
12 damage.
I thought Goshen didn't kill people.
Kill him. Kill him. He's got to kill him.
Well, the poison might kill him.
Poison might kill him. That unarmed strike was, so that was a bludgeoning. So yeah, that was double, it would have been double the damage. Nice. Yeah, no, he's gone. He's
1-inch punch to the sternum.
Yeah. That guy is down. Okay, after this, everyone's like, what the fuck?
That does only half of us.
And then someone's going to scream for help. And a few guys are going to pop out of the shadows.
Oh, perfect. Now I can have a guy within range. I'm going to say mid-combat, boys, you still have a chance to run.
Yeah, do that. Wink, wink. Oh, shit. Did I say wink, wink audibly? That's fine.
Besides, not all of them can run. Kevin can't run anymore. Can you, Kevin?
So this ruffian's going to come up around the back corner of the alley and just come right up behind Helen.
Hey, now.
Karma's a bitch.
Hey, now. This isn't cool. You guys aren't supposed to hit me.
He's going
to
bring up his scimitar and miss you completely. Son of a bitch.
I will fuck you up.
Yep, you might. You just might. Bow.
You know what I'm going to do, right? I've been waiting to do this since I made this character. Uh-huh. I'm going to cast Zombification on Kevin.
Uh-huh. Oh shit.
That's going to be weird.
And I guess that's the end of my turn, so he's going to roll straight away. So should I explain Zombification, because it's not real?
Please do.
So when something's dead on the battlefield, I can cast Zombification on it and bring it back with a quarter of its HP, but it has no intelligence of its own. And at the end of my turn, I rolled a flat d20, and 1 to 10, it attacks the nearest party member. 11 to 20, it attacks the nearest enemy. But it only does Beautiful. Basic attacks. So it'll do its like most, like a slash or stab or bite or whatever. So yeah, so that's the end of my turn.
So how much of his health comes back?
A quarter.
Okay, I gotta do some math real quick.
This is interesting. I'm digging it.
It's not really useful in this situation, but I've been fucking chomping to do this since I leveled up.
Explain, if you would, Bo, what happens to Kevin?
So I just kind of like, looking at Kevin, I just kind of twist my hand in the air and like pull him up like with imaginary strings, and he just kind of animates into like a kind of zombie, but he's all kind of limp and like a puppet, but without any strings. He has no intelligence. He's like still dead. He's got no like lights behind his eyes or anything. You know, he's totally out. And yeah, he more or less just has no concept of fear or anything. So he's just gonna go he just attacks. That's it. Like all that's on his kind of dead mind is cause pain.
Awesome.
So I'm going to roll a flat d20 and we're going to see who he's going to attack.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no!
Oh, good.
It's a 3, which means...
So who's he attacking?
The nearest party member.
Both 5 feet, so...
Yeah.
Evens and odds?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'll take
evens. Thieves on odds.
Yep, okay.
Hey.
Okay, I got an even.
Okay. Fuck.
Okay.
No, I wanted Bodro.
Who is that again?
It's me.
Jet.
Okay. So, bow, it's just as a standard weapon attack?
Yeah, it's like his most basic attack.
He's just going to kind of stab at Jensen with a dagger. Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Dirty 20 to hit.
Ouch.
And that is 5 damage to Jensen.
Ooh. Little prick.
It was a prick.
All right. So this other guy that's around another corner is going to run up 25 right up to Jensen with a scimitar cannon just flying through the air, and that is a 24 to hit.
If you go down, I'm making no attempt to save you.
8 damage. And he's got in his offhand, he's going to bring up this dagger kind of backhanded and try and bring it across your face. And that's going to miss.
You knew this was like a fuck with them thing, and you still ran in.
Helen.
God damn it, Jensen. I guess, can I just like do a little tumble away from this guy?
You can disengage as a bonus action, right?
Yeah,
you can do that.
Yeah, cool. I'm just gonna kind of walk over here. And that's the end of my turn. I'm just going to kind of do a little somersault away and then roll around and then just kind of wait and see what happens.
I'm getting flashbacks to some owlbears and a foot.
I know.
Me too.
Or Doc.
I'm going to turn around to the guy who tried to attack Helen and just say, son, you've made a mistake.
Okay, Captain America.
I don't fight people generally.
I know, yeah, it's been a while.
It's true. So I'm.
This is your first people combat.
Going
for a while.
To say a vow of enmity. Got to learn how to say that word one day. Against this guy, as a bonus action, and then I'm going to attack. So that is going to be a 23 to hit.
That's gonna hit.
And I'm not using fire for this one. Just,
No, okay. Just gonna swing your hammer?
Yeah. That is 9 damage.
Nice, nice.
And then I'm going to take a second attack. So it's 16 to hit. Oh, so close.
Cool,
so 26 to hit. And 7 damage.
7 damage. Alright, anything else?
No.
Alright, this... other ruffian is gonna.
Is it just me, or do these guys seem tougher, as if they have more hit points than previous battles that we've done?
Tanya John learned.
Because, I mean, it.
I believe the clue was in the name. Skilled ruffian versus average ruffian.
Yeah. I might have to step in to help you guys out then.
Well, I mean, you know, some of their people were murdered, like, what, 2 nights ago? A couple of nights ago? That they've, you know, upped their groups.
Has any of them seen my arms yet? Or
no, you haven't been close enough yet. You've been, I mean, it's kind of dark out. You've been rolling on the ground.
Just going to go like, yeah, guys, you're doing great. And they, like, hold up my arm. Like, you can do it.
This ruffian is going to pull out a small dagger from his belt, bring it up, and throw it at Goshen.
Please do.
Oh, he missed.
Please do.
He missed completely.
I just realized at this level, I got Misty Step. I think I can fucking teleport.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I could fucking teleport. What the fuck?
All right, this other ruffian is going to also come up right next to Jensen.
Dude. Jesus.
But he's going to swing his scimitar at Goshen. That's a dirty 20 to hit for 8 damage. Ow. And bring his dagger up against the back of Jensen. And that 5, that 9 is going to miss. Zombie ruffian goes on your turn, Bo, right?
Yeah, correct? After my turn, yeah.
This other ruffian... Wow, you guys made some enemies. Holy shit.
Jesus.
He's gonna throw a dagger at Bo. Oh, ow. Bo got a dagger in, like, the back of his shoulder. For... 3 damage.
Look at
3 damage for Bo. Jeez, you guys just had to, you know, call their bluff.
Maybe this was a bad idea. I didn't realize there's gonna be fucking 7 of them.
This other guy's gonna pull out a throwing knife and throw it at Ordok from down the alleyway.
Whatever, bitch.
The 12's gonna miss. That kind of glances off your armor.
I like how Trent's like, I didn't realize that walking through gang territory with my tat out was gonna cause any problems.
No, I just didn't realize that they were gonna be like, you know, like kind of bad at like the in the heist. We fought some people, and they're kind of easy to kill. And so I figured it was going to be that. But John, somehow, for whatever reason, is trying to kill us now. And he put in a bunch of people that, like, are actually competent. So I didn't realize it was going to be, you know, this hard.
It's called John realized he had a book that had thieves and ruffians and brigands and assassins in it. So he uploaded that shit in the fantasy ground. Oh yeah,
Trent causing a TP.
If anybody dies, this will be my fault because I did.
As per usual,
guys don't die.
So what you're saying is I will die
again,
dude. If you die, I'm pretty sure everybody will revolt until I leave the podcast. So please don't.
He's not level 6 yet. He can't teleport. He's stuck in here.
No, he can disengage, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at doing.
Just leave them all with Goshen.
I'm trying to think how I want to do that. I'm going to disengage from these guys that have me all surrounded and look at the zombie creature and go, what the fuck is that?
I have no fucking idea.
And I'm going to go over to here between these other two guys.
Not damn.
Use cardinal directions, please.
I'm going to go southeast. Southwest. Those are harder. I'm going to go southwest between these guys on the other side of the alleyway. And look at the clump of people that... with the two ruffians and that zombie, I'm going to point to them and I'll go, Helen, fucking shoot something. Point to them and I'm going to take patient defense.
What is patient defense? Because we haven't heard that one yet.
Patient defense lets me spend a key point to take the dodge action as a bonus action.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
All enemies have disadvantage to hit me.
Sweet. All right. Goshen, you're up.
If I move away from the zombie thing a little bit, is it going to try to attack me?
No, it doesn't.
Can I, like, inside check it to get some sort of...
It doesn't have any of it. Like, it doesn't have, like, an intelligence or anything.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay. I'm going to... Oh, shit. I need to not metagame. I'm going to use my staff and take a strike at the dude northwest to me, sort of like between Jensen and I. That is an 18.
Oh, 18's going to hit.
Cool. So, go ahead and cast that or that damage. 7 damage, and he gets to roll a DC 14.
Oh.
He failed, so he's stunned. Second attack, I'm going to spend just to punch him in the face. Well, hit him with my staff.
Giggity.
All right. Giggity. Natural 20.
Holy shit, man.
And that is
17 damage.
Very nice.
I am going to blow another key point for Flurry of Blows this time, and I'm going to push attack him. I'm going to trip him first. So I'm going to hit him with a knockdown. That is a 25 to hit.
No, that's going to hit.
For 9 damage.
Yep.
He gets to make a save, which I think he automatically fails because he's stunned.
Yep.
And he gets knocked prone.
Holy shit.
As he's falling prone, I'm going to use my second attack from Flurry of Blows to push attack him. It's going to be a kick to the sternum. Let me see. Cast. Go ahead and attack that. So that's a natural 20.
What are you doing?
When did Gosha learn the fight?
12 damage. And there's no, like, effect to push. So he just gets pushed 10 feet back. And I'm kind of, like, aiming for that guy in the back. I want to knock his friend into him.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Well, as he moves, Jensen gets an attack of opportunity against him.
I'll stab him with a dagger. Oh, that's lame.
It's gonna
10 with a finish.
We're fighting people now. I have experience fighting people. We were fighting monsters before.
Well,
it must be nice having more than one attack per round.
Yeah, I can have 4 if I want.
Anything else?
No, that's it. That was 2 key points. Is that not enough? I can do more.
I just wanted to ask and make sure.
Nope, I'm good. I'm down 3 key points already, though. Dear God. I have 2 more.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we get this ruffian engaged with Ordok. He's going to bring his scimitar up. And that is 23 to hit. As it's kind of like, he sees you with your damn hammer. He's going to try and take off, like, one of your arms. He's going to try and Talmor you. That is 6 damage on the first one. Second attack on the backswing is 21 to hit.
Dang.
And that is 5 more damage.
Ouchie.
And we are at Bo.
As I'm going to... The ruffian in front of me and that's just attacked Ordok, so he's in between me and Ordok. So I'm going to scuttle up his back and, like, grab hold of his shoulder so I'm, like, you know, tall, like, same, like, head height, and put my hand on his head and cast Dissonant Whispers on him. And if it succeeds, I'm going to ride him as well.
Okay.
So first of all, he's got a wisdom saving throw. I'm not sure if it'll just...
Wisdom saving throw? Oh, 15.
Oh, yeah, it succeeds. So he takes 1/2 damage. Oh, wait. It's a DC 14.
Oh, so he passed it.
Oh, because he rolled 14, yeah. 10. Oh, 5. 5 damage. Has to move 1/2 its speed away from me. But I'm going to try and ride him. So... so that he can't get away.
Okay, 1/2 his speed? Oh, jeez. Okay, he's 5, 10, 15...
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, Ordok, give me an attack as he rides past you.
And, like, that's the guy I cast my vow on, so I'm going for him still. I'm going to Hulk out on that dude.
Hell yeah. Make sure you don't roll low enough to hit Bo.
15 to hit.
That's going to hit.
Oh. And 9 points of damage.
Very nice. All right, Bo, zombie time.
Oh, yeah, shit. Du-du-du. 20! Hey!
Thank God.
So it doesn't get a crit or anything, but it will attack one of those, the closest bad guy to the zombie.
Gotcha. That is a... He's going to miss a 7.
Of course he misses. Right,
what the fuck is that thing?
This guy is going to come up in front of Goshen. That was only...
Are you sure?
Maybe. He's going to swing his scimitar at your head.
Is he going to attack Goshen or the zombie thing?
He's not quite sure what the fuck the zombie thing is, so he's attacking Goshen.
That's Kevin.
Yeah, yeah. Besides being Kevin. Both his scimitar and dagger are both going to miss.
What a bitch.
And now it's Helen's turn.
I'm going to pull out my bow and arrow, and I'm going to aim for the dude that Goshen previously fucked up. And as I'm shooting, like, right before I release, I just say, the Syndicate sends their regards. And I hit with a 14.
Jesus.
I think it's because he had disadvantage, right? Because he was prone?
Yeah.
Yep, you had disadvantage because he was stunned. So it canceled out. Mm-hmm.
And then it's a bursting arrow, so it's going to do 18 damage to him, and then 5 damage to everybody in a 10-foot radius.
That's crazy. There's no save for that.
It's nuts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking it up as well before when I was making this guy, and everybody was just like, yeah, this is pretty broken, but they haven't fixed it. I'm like,
okay, so how much damage are those around him?
It would just be the 2d6, so 5.
5? Okay. Everyone, second. Damage for you! Damage for you!
Goshen and Jensen also are in that range.
And you said it was, what, just 5 damage?
5 damage.
I added mine.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I added mine too.
Thank you. I got too many fucking people on the page.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, you're telling us. You guys should fix that. All right.
Can I?
Anything else, Helen?
No, I only have one attack because I'm an idiot and I took a level of rogue and not another, a 5th level of fighter, so...
Ordok.
I'm going to move back up to the guy that Bo is currently mounted. And I'm going to Hulk out a little bit. So I'm going to engage the flame on my hammer. And go for another attack. That is going to be a 19 to hit.
You better be accurate with that hammer, Ordok.
Yep.
Yeah, since Bo is on top of him, I'm going to like swing towards his middle, whip around, and just hit him in the stomach. I'm also going to cast Smite. And so these are two special actions. Can I do two specials in the same thing? Because I have Smite and Orcish Fury for extra damage. Because they're not listed as bonus. They're just... Smite is if you hit with a melee weapon, you can add an Orcish Fury. Is once per short rest, you can reroll a damage die.
They can stack.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as it reads.
I assume it's like the fighter's action surge. It's not actually a bonus action or anything to use. You just do it.
Oh shit, I could have taken an action surge.
So I'm going to have to roll out of the separate. Sorry. Alright, so initial damage with Flame Hammer. Is gonna be 13 points of damage. My smite, I think, is 2d8 now. So smite is gonna be 8 points of damage, and then I'm also going to use Orcish Fury to reroll a damage die for my hammer, which is a d10, for an additional 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Will you reroll it so it just adds one more?
Yeah, it adds... So not... Sorry, not reroll. I can apply an additional damage die.
Oh.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, once per short rest.
So, Ordok, as you hit this guy and the flames hit the hammer, you have a flash in your mind. All you see is you standing in front of a burning altar with your hammer in your hand.
I don't remember that.
We'll come back to that in a moment.
What kind of altar?
One at a church.
Huh.
Oh.
Okay. Well.
All right.
With that, I'm gonna go rah and attack again. Because I'm a little freaked out.
Don't like emotions hit things.
So, for my second attack, that's an 18 to hit.
Yep, that's gonna hit.
Should I burn another smite?
It seems appropriate.
I'm not gonna.
It does look a little worse for wear.
That is 11 points of damage.
That was just enough to take him down.
As he crumples to the floor, my feet are just gonna land on his head.
All right. Alright, it is ruffian number 5. Right next to Jensen. Yeah, this guy's gonna pull out his, he still has a scimitar out and just gonna come with another attack. He's gonna miss.
Patient defense.
Damn it. Right. He's gonna swing his dagger at you.
Patient defense.
And hit you with an 18. I dropped the crit. This is just gonna pretty much bring this dagger right across your back shoulder. Ruffian number 2 is still prone and stunned. What the hell, dude? Oh! Nope. Yeah, we're just gonna say this guy dies.
Oh. What?
Yeah, he had the poison on him. Wait, no, that was the other guy.
No, I poisoned Kevin.
Yeah, you poisoned Kevin. No, this guy, the earth hurt as he hit, and with the air going off, it was just too much for him. He had one hit point left.
He just gave up and died.
This other ruffian is going to take one of his throwing knives. He's going to rush up to Helen and pull out his scimitar. Now. And this 11's going to miss. This other ruffian is going to rush down to Jensen.
Poor Jensen.
Yeah, the fun thing is this guy has advantage on his next attack because he's next to an ally. 23 to hit.
It's nice working with you, pal.
Oh, Jensen is
by
down.
By one.
Oh, shit.
So, I think I might have fucked up here.
It's Jensen, give me a death saving throw, please.
Oh my god, it's so close to a 20.
That is a success. That is
19.
One
success.
One for good. Next, Goshen.
So there's like the skilled ruffian in front of me with the weird zombie thing next to him, and then there's a space, and then there are two ruffians in front of Jensen's corpse.
Yep.
Not corpse yet, sorry.
Knocked out body.
I'm going to move into the space between them.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to switch my target to the one closest to me that was in front of Jensen.
Okay.
And I'm going to use the stunning strike. Uh-huh. Now seems like the time to do this.
Uh-huh.
That is a 23 to hit.
That's going to hit.
All right, let's see if he makes a save.
Have you missed an attack?
I don't think so. He failed his save, too, so he is stunned.
He failed his save.
And that's 9 damage from that.
Thank
you. Cool. I'm just going to use a regular two-handed attack for the next attack. 18 to hit.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Okay. For 12 damage. And it seems, like I said, it seems like the time. I'm going to blow my last key point for Flurry of Blows. And it's going to be a... how do I want to do this? Yeah, let's go for another trip push combo. That sounds like fun. So 17 to hit.
Yep.
Cool. 9 damage.
Uh-huh.
I think he instantly fails that.
Yep, so auto fail.
He's prone. So the next attack is the push attack to push him straight back into his friend, hopefully. Oh, that's actually a 10.
That's going to miss.
Oh, man. Whew. Okay.
All right. Bo.
Goshen, what are your saves? Are they constitution that you're making them do?
Depends on the one. Prone is dexterity. Push, I believe, is strength. And then my third one is no save. It stops them from taking reaction.
Okay. So the one in front of Goshen, I'm going to cast Rot. And that will make him... we'll call it Dex. So he'll get a disadvantage on Dex saving throws.
Nice.
Sounds good.
And that's a bonus action. So with my other action, I'm going to stabilize Jensen.
Aww.
I have to walk forward like 10 yards or whatever, and then, I'll stabilize Jensen.
Yeah, give me a medicine check if you would.
Oh. I thought that just happened.
Nah.
Out of combat, yes. In combat, not so much.
Or if you have Spare the Die.
Oh, don't worry. I got a plus six on that bad boy. 15.
Oh, nice.
Yep, that would do it.
Is that the actual... Is that my turn, or can I do anything?
That is your turn.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So we'll leave it at that then. So I've just stabilized Jensen.
Does your zombie have to roll?
Oh, yes. Now my zombie rolls. Next. Dun, dun, dun. 20!
Yeah! What the fuck? That's like the sixth crit today.
So yeah, the zombie's gonna... Zombie Kevin is gonna attack the ruffian right in front of him.
Oh. He's gonna miss.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Zombie Kevin.
Zombie Kevin can only hit PCs.
Apparently really? So. Ruffian number 4 is gonna bring his scimitar up to Goshen. Gonna miss the first attack, but the dagger attack is also going to miss. And now we're at the Helen.
Okay, so I'm gonna kind of see this guy come up, and I'm gonna like on my kind of belt of tools, I have like a wound up net kind of bound there. And so what I'm going to do is grab that and, like, kind of fling it behind me to, like, capture him in a net. And that's an automatic miss on that. So my net just kind of...
Flop.
Damn it.
Didn't unwind.
Yeah. All right. If I do a ranged attack, if I'm not attacking the guy that's right next to me, do I still get the penalty?
I want to say because you have someone next to you, an enemy, you will have disadvantage on it.
Okay. Yeah. Then I'm just going to pull out
Did you just attack with the net?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing action surge. I'm going to take another...
Okay.
Another attack here. How many hit points... Is Jensen looking okay?
I'm unconscious.
Jensen is unconscious. Stable, okay. But unconscious.
All right, I'm just going to do... I'm going to pull out my rapier after my net fails. I'm just going to kind of let go of that, and then with that same hand, kind of pull out my rapier and miss that guy again. God damn. I'm going to take a swing, and I'm just going to like kind of unsheathe it as I swing it at him without really looking because I'm trying to just kind of bat him away, but I'm going to miss his face completely. Stand there looking like an idiot.
Or Doc.
I'm going to move forward and get up next to the two people that are by Jensen. I'm going to use a bonus action to say a new vow of enmity to the guy who's directly in front of me. And then I'm going to heal Jensen. I'm going to bend down and use my Lay on Hands pool and give him 15 HP. And that's going to be it for my round.
Sweet. There is a ruffian. As you're going to heal Jensen, this guy's going to come up behind you and just, with advantage, swing his scimitar. 22 to hit. And that is 3 damage. Then we got the guy behind Helen. He's going to bring, again, the scimitar right at the back. Dirty 20 to hit.
Could you not? Like, don't be a dick.
3 damage.
I love the damage rolls on all these guys.
I know, hit us a lot, me.
But
Jensen.
Kind of waking up from blacking out. Mm-hmm. I stand up. As I do pretty often. And I see the guy laying on the ground, not moving, that just tried to kill me. But he's still breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stop that. Anyways, I stab him with my dagger for 10 points of damage.
Yeah, and that's going to take that guy out.
Hell of a dagger.
Mm. He is a monk. He can use a martial arts die instead of a weapon die, which for us at this level is a d6.
All right, anything else, Jensen?
Yeah, I have another attack. I'll go ahead and stab the guy that Ordok's on. 27 to hit him.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
It's a hell of a modifier.
4, 8. Oh, I'm still targeting the same guy. 8 damage to the other guy.
8, okay.
I'm targeting the dead guy.
Actually, I guess that's what my modifier is, too. So, you know, good job.
Okay. Anything else?
I think I'll punch him.
Good choice, good choice.
14 plus 7, so 23 to hit.
That would hit.
Is that math? Is that how math works? 21 to hit?
Yeah.
Math is fun.
All right, Goshen.
Okay. Good. Just go for some attacks. That's it. I'm going to hit him a couple times. I'm going to hit the one directly behind me now since Jensen just finished off the dude that was prone. Ordox got the other one. I'm going to hit the one between me and the weird zombie thing. Take a swing at him with my staff. 15 to hit.
Yep.
Cool. And that is for 11 damage.
Very nice.
I will take a second swing with my staff. Just kind of bop, bop, you know. 20 to hit. For 9 damage. And last but not least, another unarmed strike. I'm just going to kick him in the knee. Nope, 9.
Oh, you had to get all fancy with it.
I know. There we go.
All right. Bo.
The guy that's in front of Ordok and Jensen, because on the map I'm not sure where he is if he moves, is he going to provoke an attack of opportunity from both Jensen and Ordok?
If he moves backwards, north, yes.
Okay. How tall's Jensen?
Not real tall, like 5'2", 5'4", something like that.
So can I jump
taller
onto
than you.
Jensen's shoulders and then jump off of Jensen onto Ruffian's shoulders and then stick my hand on his head again and just start, like, psychically wailing into his head with dissonant whispers?
Give me an acrobatics check.
All right. Oh no, it's a 4.
So you're able to do this, but you land a little awkwardly on the ruffian and you're not able to do the attack. Like doing the hopping over Jensen and everything.
I mean, I don't have to touch his head. I just want to because it's more cool, visually cool. But I guess because I fucked up the jump, I can't touch him, right? Should we say that I'm kind of like scrabbling to hang on to him so I lose my attack?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Because he sees you coming at him, so he's like grabbing you as you're kind of kicking in,
all right,
in his face.
And zombie's turn is...
Yep, zombie's turn.
Hey, 12, so it's going to attack the zombie Kevin. Come on, zombie Kevin, you've been useless.
Oh, zombie Kevin hits.
Yeah.
Zombie Kevin hits for 3 damage.
Wow.
Good now, job, zombie Kevin, we're all proud of you.
Around one of the corners up ahead, you just hear some echoing applause as this guy in a long robe just gonna come around the corner, and you see it looks like he has a spear in his hand. Well, isn't this a lovely sight? Unfortunate my boys haven't been able to take care of this fast enough. And he's going to launch a firebolt right at Goshen.
God, why fire? Ow!
17 to hit. And that is, 2 fire damage as this thing hits you right in the shoulder.
If you mess up my robes, I swear I will use Jensen's dagger on you. Just bought these.
Ruffian number 4 that the zombie just attacked is also... Actually, no. No, he's saying screw this. He's going to hit the zombie. He's going to attack Kevin, and he's going to miss Kevin.
Yay.
What the hell is with this damn? Helen.
That's what he's all about. That's what zombie Kevin's there for.
I'm going to cast darkness on the ground. Or, you know, I think I can actually cast it on an object.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to cast it on this dude's shirt behind me. That way he can't escape the darkness. And I'm going to do that and then just move.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of northwest, northeast. Up kind of like 10 or 15 feet behind Ordok and Jensen. Do I have an attack? Can I take an attack?
No, you just cast a spell, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know if that was like a bonus action. Okay. Nope. Okay, that
That's my... Yeah, it's one action, so... For the next 10 minutes, this dude has a 15-foot cube of magical... or a sphere of magical darkness around him that he can't escape unless he takes his shirt off, but I don't know that he knows that. So... That's my turn.
Or Doc.
Well, I was going to go all out on this dude, but there's a new player in town, so maybe I won't. You know what? I'm just going to not cast spells. So I'll just burn all my spell slots this night. Yeah, that's what I would do. So I'm going to attack this guy who is in front of me. Just try to put him down so he can deal with whatever this new threat is. Hey, oh, nice. So close. It's a 27.
Man.
It's a 19 I rolled. And then with smite, let's see if that works as well. It did. Nice. So with my smite, 16 total damage on my first attack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
And then I'm going to take a second attack. 24 to hit.
Yeah, 24 is going to hit.
With... Ooh. 15 points of damage.
Max damage.
Nice.
Kill my friend.
He called you friend.
Oh, I heard that.
More like...
Jensen stabs me.
Yes.
All right. Ruffian number 5. Oh, co-workers. Yeah, that Ordok already killed. And this guy is in the darkness. We're going to have him make an intelligence check with disadvantage. Yeah, no. He's still hiding in the darkness. Jensen.
What's this new guy look like again?
Robes, a spear in his hand, kind of has a necklace around his neck, kind of slicked back hair. Imagine if Jerry was raised in the city and was evil.
Oh, evil city Jerry.
And okay. A douche.
Douche. Some would say he is. I'm gonna hurl over bow to get to that guy. 45 movement. I'm pretty sure I can get up next to him. I always go all in all the time. I'm gonna stab him with my dagger. It's a dirty 20, and
nice.
He's gonna have to make con save because I'm gonna stunning strike him.
So. 9. Damn it.
Yeah, that's gonna fail. And then my second attack.
Ooh.
Natural 20.
No.
It says daggers are piercing.
Oh, piercing? Okay. So let me... Maximum damage. And an enemy of the target within range may take an... So nobody.
Yeah.
So maximum damage.
That's
nice.
12 plus 5, so 17. I'll do flurry blows. 24.
Drop that one.
For 6 damage, dirty 20, for another 9 damage.
I hate you.
You guys walked up and beat the shit out of this dude.
That's what I do.
Uh-huh.
I told you I made a combat character this time.
Yep.
Shit.
Goshen.
Okay. Take a swing at the guy in front of me. It's 11. It's a miss.
Miss.
Take another swing. 22.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
4. 11 damage.
And a yep.
Bonus action unarmed strike. 18 to hit.
That's going to hit.
4. 9 damage. And that's it.
Yeah.
I've spent my load. I'm down to regular attacks.
He blew his load.
I blew my load.
Bow.
Can you keep stunning him, Jerry? Not Jerry, Jensen.
I can do it one more time. It's a key point to do it.
Oh, right, okay. So as I'm running, I'm going to run towards this mage-looking guy. And I'm going to cast Rot on him and make him do Constitution disadvantage.
Shane stuns, motherfucker.
And then when I get up to him, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to jump up and grab his collar and pull myself up to him so I'm about his face height. Do I need to roll for that this time?
Nope, he's stunned. He can't do jack shit.
And then I'm going to just smash him in the face with my cat's claw, which is piercing damage, I do believe. So 20.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Son of a bitch! what was the attack there, Bo?
As 20.
Cat's claw.
20 plus 5 on a cat's claw, yeah. So it's a... it's a 2d4 plus 2 piercing.
Slashing. Piercing? Double the damage. Yeah.
So that's...
Oh, that's a lot.
13.
Holy crap. Goddamn.
Damage. 26 damage, is that? And then I'm going to look him in the eyes, because I'm still holding his... Like, I've got him like by the collar, right? So I'm head height. And I'm going to say, "Hello, I'm Bo. It's nice to meet you."
I hate all of you.
Who's a fucking gangster? It's crazy.
Zombie Kevin.
Oh yeah, Zombie Kevin's turn. Hey, Zombie Kevin attacks the ruffian in front of him. 17.
Yeah, that's gonna hit for 21.
Yeah, good job.
6 Woo. Damage. What the fuck?
Nice.
Combat mage can do literally jack shit. The ruffian number 4 brought a scimitar against Goshen, and he fucked himself with it. Helen.
Alright, I'm gonna do an arrow attack on the combat mage. I'm gonna aim for his feet, though. Like his ankle. Just so I don't hit Bo if I do hit him. And with a 21 to hit, and I'm going to do my second and last magic arrow, or arcane shot, rather. And it's going to be grasping arrow. And what grasping arrow does, well, it doesn't matter because I killed him.
That is correct.
It would have basically it's slashing damage, and it would have created brambles on his feet and legs to where if he tried to move at all, he'd have to take 2d6 slashing damage every time he moved more than 1 foot. So
that's pretty dope.
John, but he died.
Come on. Although, I mean, we're all sort of tapped after this one fight.
True.
I'm not. Yeah. I've only used one spell. Yeah.
We take okay.
The rest, I'll be fine.
Or Doc.
Sorry, I was reading about rogues. Because I was just bastard. Realizing, like, I literally have teleportation now, so can I, like, teleport behind someone and get a sneak attack? Like, could that be a thing?
Possibly. Possibly.
So I'm gonna move up to... Should I take out the zombie? Nah. I'll move up to the not-zombified ruffian. Yes, I might as well just keep using my bonus action to cast Vow of Enmity. Yeah, so I'm going to use my bonus action to... I just say a lot of vows every fight. Just vows left and right. I'm a very vengeful person.
I think before too long you're going to have to like tell us what you're actually saying for your vow. Like, hey, Fom, you're cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to say a little vow to myself about this dick right in front of me, and we'll just attack. I'm not going to do a smite or anything, because I'm pretty sure he's not feeling so great. So that is a 26 to hit.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
For 9 points of damage.
Oh, not quite.
On attack number 1.
Oh, that's right. We're level 5 now, I forgot.
So I sweep down across his like torso and then try to just hit him in the gut on my second attack for a 16.
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
With 13 points of damage.
Yeah. You guys are officially out of combat.
Oh, there's a zombie
guy though.
There's a guy in the darkness there.
Well, yeah, he can't see jack shit though.
We need to put my zombie
He's
down.
Wandering around. Let me see real quick. He'll do one more intelligence check. No, that's a 1. He's going to wander off down the alley.
I quite like the idea of just stumbling around alleyways for like the next 12 hours.
It's a 15-foot sphere of magical darkness just wandering through the streets at night. I'm going to let that go, because narratively, that's kind of cool.
You've always got to leave one guy alive so he can tell the story.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
I didn't so see shit, but everyone's dead.
as he's starting to stumble away, I'm just like, that's a gift from the syndicate, bitch.
And what are you doing with Zombie Kevin, Bo?
We need to put him down, really. So, I mean, do you want me to just go up there and just rip him up? Or
Can you magically just be like, oh, taking your life
can
away
you just
now?
Dispel it? It's your spell. You can probably dispel it.
I think that's part of
Yeah,
I suppose. Oh, so I'm going to just kind of, as I look at him, I'm just going to slam my kind of fist into the ground like that, like my palm into the ground, and he's just going to crumple into a mess on the floor. Psychically.
Ooh, he's gone.
From like 30 yards.
I'm just going to look over at Bo and be like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, yeah. I got a new trick.
I'm going to start searching this wizard.
Okay, I was waiting for this one.
I'm also going to, like, on the side of a building, just like one of these buildings off to the side. I'm gonna take some of the blood and just, like, draw the little syndicate chess piece with a smiley face.
Wait, you're just drawing the chess piece? Do I see this?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's from the syndicate, bitch.
Does it look like what I think it looks like?
It does not look exactly like what you have, but it is somewhat similar.
It's a stylized king chess piece, right?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the mark of the syndicate, of course. Duh. I gotta pull up my arm, show him my brand. Like, we all have one.
I shut down for a moment. I had to think this through. It's not quite the same. And they're probably not the same people because these two are elf and half elf, drowned half elf. They wouldn't be members of the old empire.
I'm not half elf. I'm wood.
Oh, I'm sorry. What else?
How dare you?
How dare you? You all look the same to me.
They're racist. There's something wrong, boy.
Yes. No? Are you a slaver?
Me personally?
The syndicate in general. Let's start there.
John, what do I know about slavery and my syndicate? In fact, you know what? It doesn't matter, even if it is. I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, you can tell me later if we are. I don't want to, because he obviously has a problem.
Insight check.
The syndicate does not actually deal with any slavery.
Okay.
Yeah, that would make role playing hard.
I mean, especially yeah.
All right, not for people.
I mean, you know, thematically, I have to insight check, right? So 28.
Oh yeah, it's all above board. All above board.
Do you know how they came about this symbol?
Yes. I do.
Insight check. 27.
He has no fucking clue.
Awesome.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
It might. I suppose I can talk to Dagger or someone next time we're there. Whatever. I need to think about this. I'm going to help Wardock move the bodies or something. Where's Bo at?
Helen, why are you drawing on the wall?
Well, it's... You know what? Gangs... Now, they ring a bell.
Oh, is that our gang?
Yeah.
Oh, where?
It's our gang. We want to make sure to send a message because everybody in the Narrows are dirty, dirty buttholes.
Are they a different gang?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. So this is like Bloods and Crips.
Gang wars. I guess. I don't know.
No, we're not getting there.
Not doing it. Anyway, we should go before more of them show up.
So, real quick, you guys find about 8 gold pieces among these ruffians. Now, Jensen, on this mage, you find a glass bead on a fine gold chain. Inside this, the glass bead looks like it's just like a little bit of red liquid at the center of it. Just like a drop.
Okay. I think this is that dragon shit I hear about.
Good thing we're going to Bolin. He's our magic guy.
I am specifically looking for... He's a wizard, right?
He is a wizard.
I've dealt with wizards before. I know they have, like, a book, and they have usually, like, something shiny.
He does, under his robes, kind of like where a body guy would put, like, a concealed gun, he has a small little tome kind of tucked away.
Those are usually worth money. I'll take those.
And it looks as though his spear has a couple of gems kind of worked into the shaft.
Are they orange and blue?
I knew the gem chest.
Huh?
Are they orange and blue?
No.
So fuck for that.
Yeah, I'll take it all. I'll take the spell book and the spear. I'll figure out if they're worth money later.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. You can keep up to date with everything that we're doing by following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or come have a chat in our Discord server. All of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios can be found on our website at doordicepodcast.com. If you're enjoying the episodes, please subscribe to the podcast, and if you have time, leave a review as it helps others like you find our show. Thanks for all the support, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Same dice time, same dice channel. We'll be right back.